The annual Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival at Silver Dollar City begins May 5th and through the 25th of the month will feature 44 of the nation's best bluegrass bands, each performing multiple sets daily in a variety of venues at the Branson Theme Park. A fan favorite highlight of the festival is the KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest, which began in 2002.
Howdy, folks. I'm Emily. This is my sister Amanda, and we're fixing a saying for you.
And Mike, as you well know, that first contest was in September of 2002. We had eight bands, and we just had the best time, didn't we?
D.A. Calloway is the talent coordinator at Silver Dollar City, a title he's held since 1993. Calloway remembers how the KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest began.
Back in 2002, in fact, I was talking to you in February of that year. Of course, I'd been listening to the Seldom Heard Music on Saturday night on KSMU, and I called you and I asked you if you thought we could have a band contest for musicians under 18 years of age, and you thought that'd be a good way to promote young people playing in the bluegrass tradition. So we agreed that we'd head down that road, and so my boss, Brad Schrader, and Lisa Rao was in on that. She's our publicity director, and we decided we would do that.
The age limit to enter the KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest was adjusted from 18 to 21, and because so many young bluegrass musicians are actually part of family bands, moms and dads were also allowed to participate with their children. D.A. Calloway says the popularity of the contest in terms of participants and the public alike outgrew several Silver Dollar City stages.
That gazebo stage, I think the seating accommodates about 100 people, plus a standing room. And then I think we moved in 2003. We went to the Dockside Theater so we could have a bigger crowd. And the Dockside seats about 400. And we had standing room only at that thing. In 2003, I think we had 10 bands that year. That first year, most of our bands were from Missouri, and here in 03, we had a band from Oklahoma, we had a band from Maine, and we had a band from New Mexico, and we had a band from Colorado, so we could see that the word was getting out among the young musicians that Silver Dollar City was having this kind of an event. And we started spreading out. We went to the Playhouse, Mike, and that seats 650. And we outgrew that, so now we're at the Opera House, seats 850, and I don't know where we could go from there, but we've been filling up that Opera House, standing room only, the last few years. And 2014, we had 20 bands that represented 11 states.
It was so much fun just to be there, so exciting just to be part of that.
Cindy Clark is from Searcy, Arkansas. In 2008, her guitar and mandolin playing sons, Jed and Harry, then 16 and 13 years of age, entered the contest after enlisting the help of a couple of other young musicians and their mother, Cindy, playing bass.
And to our huge surprise and happiness, we placed third that year.
And just 2 years later, in 2010, the contest's six judges awarded first-place honors to the Jed and Harry Clark Band. $1,200 in prize money comes with the blue ribbon, but Cindy Clark sees a much greater reward in participation.
The very best part of being part of that contest is the people that we've met and the friendships that we've carried through the years, and every year we build onto those friendships. It's just been very fun watching this family develop. It's a family atmosphere. There's not a competitive edginess to anyone backstage. When you're there for that contest, everybody's rooting for everybody. And when somebody gets out there and has a great performance, everybody's cheering. And when somebody gets out there and they're nervous and scared, everybody's trying to encourage. It's just a great thing to get to be a part of. And that's what we've taken away from our years of participation there. It's just making friends and lifelong friends. It's like it's like a family reunion. The moms, us mamas, are all in touch with each other on social media, Facebook, and we call each other, and we're already making big plans for this May. I mean, it's really like a family reunion.
A feeling reiterated and reinforced by Silver Dollar City's D.A. Calloway.
Young people who play music need networking opportunities, and that's what this contest has kind of facilitated, that idea that young people can get to know each other. I don't remember what year it exactly was, but a young banjo player named Kyle Triplett came over here with the Punches family. Punches family won that youth contest, and another band who's a phenomenal national touring act now, the Bankusters, were in that contest, and Kyle Triplett met Melissa Bankuster at that contest, and they wound up getting married. Now they've got three kids, so they're raising their own youth and bluegrass band, possibly. So I think as the years go by, we're not so concerned about who won the money or who won the big check or who got the title. I think we transcend all of that with the relationships and camaraderie that develop. It's, boy, I tell you what, it's just been great for everybody.
D.A. Calloway is Silver Dollar City's talent coordinator, who organizes the Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival along with the KSMU Youth in Bluegrass Band Contest. The festival begins May 5th, and the 14th annual youth contest will be held at Silver Dollar City's Opera House Theater Saturday, May 23rd, beginning at 10:30. Contest guidelines are available at silverdollarcity.com. Entries should be accompanied by a recording of the band on DVD, CD, or a YouTube link, and must be postmarked by March 13th. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.